Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones, and I am an author, teacher, speaker, seminar leader of the Silver Method, the Prime Directive, and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive, and I want to show you that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you want. When we're on air, please feel free to call in at 347-838-8437 to join into the conversation. When we're not, send me an email at Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. Thank you for being here today, and let's go on with our program.
Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you again for being here. I just have a wonderful time when I am thinking about what the show is going to be about this week. It is just so wonderful and interesting to think about the different subjects that I can bring to you. And so what happens is that I go into meditative prayer and I ask, you know, what is the thing that I need to talk about this week? Who's going to be listening, and how can I help them through speaking and through your word and through your guidance? How can I help them make their life better? And so this week was going to be a continuation of last week, how you created your environment and how to change it. And I use the word environment because so many people, so many, I'll call it pundits, experts, use the word environment on how a child is raised, the environment the child is raised in, and what does that do, you know, and I looked at it and I thought about it and I said, well, a child really doesn't have control over their environment, at least to a certain point, until they reach a certain age. And then when they get older, then they do. And so do you. So that's what we're going to talk about today. But before I do that, I want to give a shout out to all of you and thank you again for being here, and to my positivepower21.org audience. I want to thank you for being here. And don't forget, you can call in at 347-838-8437. Even though this is only a 30-minute show, I still can take time to talk to you when I'm on air. So let's start off like we always do, and let's take a deep breath in and out. Another deep breath in and out. If you're driving or operating machinery, leave your eyes open, but you can relax while you are doing that. But maintain your attention. We know that there is a power and presence in the universe. that always has been, always will be. This power and presence is known as God to many. This power and presence is in everything created, because out of it, everything was created, you and me, everyone around you. So when you look at your fellow man, you see God in the flesh, because each and every cell of your body contains the life that you and your fellow man and every animal, every living thing was touched and created out of it. And through it, all of our requests can be answered. All we need to do is ask and believe that we have received. We ask that with this week, our intention is that we are very productive this week, and that we are given brilliant and wonderful ideas, and we are guided in answers. We are guided in our thoughts and our direction, so that we can build a better life for ourselves and for those around us. Give us guidance. If we are questioning what we should be doing and how we should be doing this, give us signs as to how we are to accomplish the things that we have been sent here to do. We know that through the word you have given us the power to create the life that we desire, and all we have to do is ask. Moment to think of something that you desire this week. What does it look like? What does it smell like? What does it feel like to have it in your life right now, in front of you, in the present? What does it feel like? What is one thing that will happen that will allow you to know that what you have asked for is here and has manifested in your life? This is your confirmation that it has arrived. One thing that can happen, whether it is someone congratulating you, whether it is someone saying, "I love you," whether it is just clinking of glasses or just walking through the door or saying you have that job, hearing that person say you have a promotion, one thing, what is it? Now know that it has been created for you in the invisible. And now it's just making its way into this physical world, because as you believe, let it be done for you, because all you need to do is ask. Now say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is done. It is so. Whoa. Well, as I stationed before I come on the show, I never know what the meditation's going to be. I just know that I am guided and directed in that area. All right. Well, let's talk about creating your environment. Now, I started talking about that before, and one of the things that, yes, is important is the idea that as a small child, we may not be able to create our environment, but we can help train our child to create the environment that they are in the sense that when they are in school or they're at a program or they're at church, they have a certain way of thinking. And guess what? You, as the parent or the grandparent, influences how that child thinks. And if in your everyday life, that child hears you say, this is impossible, or that child hears you say, can't do that, never can do that, the man is this, whatever your conversation is that may be negative, it is in that child. That child is hearing you, whether they're in the other room, whether they're in the room with you, whether you're at the store and you're talking, you influence that child because a child absorbs everything. And I know many of you know this because you will hear the child repeat some statement and you may laugh or you may cringe because you know it came directly from your mouth. So, embracing some belief. Some belief that you're not good enough, you are not worthy, you are not going to get that promotion because Jane or John is going to get it because they don't look at you, whatever it is. I want to encourage you to think about what you truly want. Embrace the belief that your words and thoughts have power to manifest for or against you. And I know that can be challenging. But when you know and believe that when you speak and think in a certain way, your circumstances can change, they will. Now, I'm not saying they'll change in the next day or two. Or maybe they will. I've seen it happen by just changing a thought, a belief, a belief. I've had clients tell me, my husband changed. What do you mean your husband changed? He did so-and-so. But what I realized is that he had been doing so-and-so all along because of their belief. They never saw it. There's a story about a man that was shipwrecked on a deserted island. And every day, he would be looking to be rescued by a ship. He made big piles of wood so that he could start a fire if he ever saw a ship offshore. Now, he did run into natives on this island, and they helped him. They helped him stay alive. And every day they'd say, what are you looking for? You're always looking on the mountaintop and looking out into the water. And he said, I'm looking for a ship. And they go, a ship? Because They didn't know what a ship was. And one day he was jumping up and down. He started the big fire on top of the mountain so that he could catch the attention. He said, there's a ship. And the natives are going, what are you talking about? There's the ship. Don't you see the ship? Now he's seeing the ship right on the horizon as it's turning and it's starting to come toward him. And the natives are going, ship? What's a ship? And I tell you, it showed up in a sense that it had to be really big. And they looked at that and they said, what is that monster on the horizon? And he looked at him and said, that's the ship. Well, see, they were seeing the ship, but they didn't know what it was. And if you've never seen or you are not open to see what you want and what you need and what you desire may be right in front of you, always there. But because your eyes have not been opened, you can't see it. Just like those natives, their eyes were not open to receive the idea of this big boat in their world. And so what I'm going to say to you today is ask. go into your meditative prayer and ask that your eyes be open to the possibilities in your life. Over the last week, I have been out in the campground, and I'm still here. I'm packing up today to go in, back into civilization. And being out in nature is wonderful for me because I get to think really deeply. I get to go into meditation more often. I feel God around me. And one of the things that I've been asking for, eyes, my heart, my mind, my senses that are beyond my five normal senses of hearing and taste and smell and sight and feeling. Outside of the normal senses, I want spiritual senses. And so I've been praying and meditating and asking for that particular thing. And I want it so that I can help more people, that I can be able to give a wonderful word. And so I'm going to ask that you pray for me to have that opening, to have my eyes open so that I can give you even deeper and deeper information that will help you make the changes to your life. Now, last week, we did talk about the creative power and that everything in this world was first in a person's thought and then it came into form, right? And so looking at this ability to create your surroundings, and as I said, after you reach a certain age or you've learned a number of things, your environment is your creation. And I know there are people who live in mansions and they believe they're miserable, they're unhappy. There are also those who live in mansions who are overjoyed and happy and get up every morning and praise because they have such a wonderful life. There are people who live in the depths of despair and are homeless and are happy and grateful and thankful for each and every day that they're in. And then there are those who are miserable. And we can go up and down the entire spectrum. We can go all over the world and we can see people in the exact same circumstances and they look and view their environment totally different. But I also know that we are living in a vast ocean of thought. The very world around us, this atmosphere around us, is filled with all of our thoughts. I meditated and thought about that this week, that I know that internally, when I think I'm feeling bad or miserable, guess what? I feel that bad or miserable. When I begin to think that I feel good, even when I have been in pain, the pain lessened, got weaker, and I began to feel better. When I realized that all I needed to do was get up, go for a walk, and I would start to feel better, or I would get up and I would do things. I would find my 10-minute project around the house and I would do a 10-minute, say, okay, I'm going to work on this drawer for 10 minutes and get it organized. And before I know it, an hour has gone by and I've done two or three drawers and cleaned them out or organized. Or I've said, oh, I'm going to take care of this one corner in my room and I'm going to get everything organized. And I have this tendency of throwing my clothes on the chair, right? Get all of my clothes hung up. And in that moment, when I realize that how much I've accomplished, I feel better. I also feel better when my room is clean. My bed is made, the pillows are there. When things are organized, I feel lighter. My environment, the atmosphere, when my home is cluttered, it feels heavy. When my home is organized, it feels light. And I don't feel pressure. And I don't feel, oh, what if somebody comes over and I haven't cleaned up? You know, some of us have felt that way. And some of us say, well, I could care less, right? They came to visit me, not my house. And I feel that way too. But inside, I know that this is my environment that I choose to be in. When you're in a situation at work, how is that environment for you mentally and thoughtfully? I know I've talked about before is in an environment where you feel oppressed and you feel not valued. All I suggest is that you change that thought and say, I am valued. They just don't know how to tell me I'm valued. I am valued. No, I don't have to tell them. Sometimes I do, you know. Do you realize that such and such and such was done? No. Or sometimes they said, yeah, I noticed that. You did a good job, right? Or just the way you speak to people. Smile. That's it. This week. Every day. I want you to make it your business to put a smile on your face. I don't care how you feel. You may feel unhappy. You may feel sad. You may be in a miserable state. I want you to put a smile on your face. And I'm serious. I don't care what happens because there is a blessing in everything that occurs. And when you have a smile on your face, I want you to look at somebody. And if you see them frowning, just smile at them. Now, they may look at you like you're out of your mind, but it's okay. This is for you. Now, you may smile at somebody and they will smile back and it will make their day. Compliment someone this week. What I'm going to say is as you begin to do these things, your environment and your attitude will change. When you send out your thoughts, let me say that we're all energy. It takes energy. You know, when you see them shock a body to get the heart starting again, that's energy. That's electricity. Your body gives out some electricity. It is a form of electricity that keeps your heart pumping, right? Your thoughts, brain waves, go out into the world just like a radio wave. I call this your mind phone, right? And when you go out there, your waves go out, and by virtual, by transference, they affect other people. Science has shown this, and you've experienced it when you say, oh, I was just thinking about you. I was going to call you, and they called you. Or all of a sudden, they say, we haven't seen each other in a while. Let's get together. You know, I was just thinking about you. This isn't a coincidence, right? The things around you, the people around you, affect you. And you can allow them to affect you negatively or positively. You, by your own thoughts and your emotion, build a world within. I call this your personal universe. You build the world and you see the world from your point of view. Your point of view could be dark and gray and miserable, and somebody else standing right next to you, experiencing this or seeing the same things as you, sees the world in living color and possibility. We know there are many people that you go, how did they accomplish that? How did they do that? And one of the things that they always said is, I knew I could do it. I was determined I can do it. I was not going to let anything stop me. How do you view your world and your environment? What can you do if you're not happy in it? What can you do to make a change? Well, first thing, an easy thing to do is organize it. If it's a mess, organize it. Organize your books. Make your bed. Hang up your clothes. Mop the floor. Clean up your kitchen. Clean your car, inside your car. Start organizing and cleaning up your world. Now, some of you out there are neat freaks. It's wonderful. There's something that needs to be organized, and you know it. There's something that you've left undone. Organize your world. That's the beginning of changing your environment. Then, as you're organizing your world, start organizing your thought. What is it that you really want to accomplish? I want you to write that down this week. What is it that you want to accomplish? That is, in the next day, in the next week, in the next year, what do you want to become? When I was very young and I lived in the Pittsburgh area, there was a section of town called Squirrel Hill. My Pittsburgh people know where that is. And there were fluent people living in that area. And I would see the way the women dressed. I saw how they carried themselves. And I said to myself, and it was in passing, I want to be like that. I want to dress like that. I want to have that look. And I had said it multiple times, and there was another girl who was a secretary who married well, and her husband sent her to a finishing school because of his business. She came back, and I said, that's where I want to be. I was in my 20s. I was 22, 23. About 5-6 years ago, I looked in the mirror, and I was dressed, and I remembered that statement. So some things will happen without your paying attention, and I didn't do it on purpose. It just happened. What you want to do, and the change that you want to make, and change your environment. Start thinking about where you are and what you want to be. I want to thank you for being here this week. I have always enjoyed talking with you and being with you and sharing with you. And I hope today's talk was beneficial to you.
Well, thank you for being here today. If you have any suggestions for the show or you know someone that I should interview, please contact me by emailing Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. I'm also available via phone or online to assist you in making your life better. Don't forget, I have a free twice-monthly Commanding Your Life teleconference where you can ask questions and get answers. For more information on the teleconference, go to Meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P, .commandingyourlife.com. And to receive a free Silva Ultramind ESP mini course valued at over $100, go to silverfox.silvacourses.com. That's silverfox.silva, S-I-L-V-A, courses.com. Click on the newsletter link on the left-hand side of the page and follow the directions. Join me on the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 says, "As you have believed, let it be done to you." And it is so.